Isn't this a sports show?
I'm trying to take risks and take chances, get messy, like Miss Frizzle told me to do. Magic School Bus reference for seven people. Okay, good.
I got it. Don't worry.
Take chances, make mistakes, get messy. That's what it was. Shout out to Miss Frizzle.
Almost entirely.
I was homeschooled, so she was like my, you know.
She was your science teacher.
She was my science teacher. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That was Bill Nye. How dare you?
Hey, Beards, you honestly think Josh's mom would let him watch Bill Nye? No way.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
You think I was reading Harry Potter for fun, Beards? Are you kidding me?
So Wishbone was your English class.
You're damn right.
Yeah!
You're damn right, Wishbone was my English class. Absolutely.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
I was basically educated on PBS.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not complaining.
Great. Look at us now.
Yeah, look at us.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We're back. My goodness, do we have plenty of things to talk about. Welcome in to tonight's Almost Entirely Sports here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I know it's going to be a good night because the show had just gotten started and I saw that Rudy was getting a phone call on the secret back door line and I was trying to suppress some hiccups, which is maybe the most single cursed thing that can happen at the beginning of a radio show is the intro music plays and you get that opening feeling in your chest of, is this going to be the beginning of a hiccup fit? Or if I just keep chewing my gum and maybe have a swig of water, maybe this won't get anywhere. So far, so good, though. And a lot to talk about, not just tonight and not just tomorrow night, but also on Friday. We got three AESs in a row as the NFL season has gotten rid of the remaining Thursday and Monday night games, even though obviously there's a lot of football left to be played. It'll be back on the weekends where football began. And we're going to get back to having a pretty regular schedule here on AES. So I'm Joshua Briscoe. You probably know that if you're listening to this show. Maybe you're just driving by thinking, who is this lovely fellow with the hiccup problem? I'm Joshua Briscoe. Rudy Salazar is on the other side of the glass producing the show and probably 15 or 16 other things, if we're being honest. Just keeping plates spinning and things moving and fires put out. Rudy can do it all. But there's a lot of stuff that we'll cover, and we'll do it with a couple of our favorite guests around these parts. Our dear friend Kent Swanson of KC Sports Network will join us here in about 25 minutes to talk about everything that we saw from Chiefs Bengals and then what direction that sends the Chiefs in from here. Plus, Robert Remsen of Fox 4 will join us at 8. I just like talking to Robert, mostly about Chiefs stuff. I'm sure some other things will seep in as well. Plus, we have another edition of sad fans on Reddit. And usually that is a monumentous occasion. Usually sad fans on Reddit is a joy that we bring to the world. The spectral remains of Beards McFly will dig through the losing subreddit of whichever team is playing the Chiefs and bring you some of their best or their worst. And tonight that will likely not be such a joyous experience because it will, of course, be sad Chiefs fans on Reddit. And even whenever it's sad Chiefs fans, I do think that there's something, I don't know, something cathartic. Misery loves company and all of that. So I do think there will be something for you in tonight's sad fans on Reddit, even if it's not as much fun as it would have been if it would have been after a Chiefs victory. Plus, shot clock reviews for the first time in so long that I was going through my list and I had to make three separate distinct sections of shot clock reviews, which was the diabetes section, the video game section, and the everything else section. We haven't done a shot clock review since I found out that I now have diabetes, which simply means an enormously large part of my shot clock review section is about either directly diabetic or tangentially diabetic things. Plus, of course, video games and other things. So we'll do the shot clock reviews at 9 tonight. Also, I think it'll be our first time, at least in a while, with just two of us doing it. So Rudy and I are just going to play just shot clock review ping pong. Maybe I'll take doubles a couple of times. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But Kent in about 20 minutes. Robert Remsen at 8 tonight. Shot clock reviews at 9. And somewhere over the show, I'll talk about getting engaged, I guess. I did that. Shortly after New Year's Eve. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to talk about it too much. I got my self-involved chatter out of the way when I almost died.
Feels like a shot clock review.
Yeah, I think I should be able to get it in 24 seconds, right? But thank you to everyone who had very nice things to say following all of that. And I'll talk about it at some point tonight a little bit. Maybe give you a little bit of the juicy details, maybe a little bit of the story. And you know what? Maybe 24 seconds will be enough. Who's to say? But I got a text right after that from our dear friend David Leskey. And he said something about like, hey man, I'm sure your phone's blowing up right now, but I still wanted to, you know, text you and say congratulations and everything. And I said, look, Leskey, I mean, Here's where I'm at mentally right now. The last time my phone was blowing up like this, I was reading them from a hospital bed. So this is better, you know. You could be a cynic about relationships and engagement and marriage, you know. You can have all of your second guesses you may want to offer there. But I'm not in the hospital. And so at the very least, we can all agree this is better than that. Leskey then pointed out that it would have been closer, at least, if Renee would have said no. But spoiler alert.
She said maybe.
She said, ask me again in 6 months. Yeah, I said that I got engaged. That's not actually it. I proposed. Wasn't rejected. You know, it was like, I'm getting the franchise tag. She gets me one more season, but then we really got to have those contract negotiations. No, so what?
You're kind of. So here's the thing. I had an analogy, but now it's not as good because I realized the one little flaw in it. Like
no flaws.
Like you are. I was going to essentially compare you to Baker Mayfield, but you would have needed to have proposed before the diabetes, just like the Browns gave
right.
Baker the fifth-year option
right.
before his whole body fell apart. And now they're like, you know what? We don't know.
What I do know is that now Renee has 33% as many rings as Troy Aikman does, and that's what matters. Stole that from Twitter. I think from a couple people on Twitter. Good waiting out, Twitter. You guys are ready for that. I appreciate it. The other thing that a couple people mentioned that I did think of in advance, so I'm stealing it, but also would have had this one without Twitter bringing it up. But I was very pleased to see Twitter jump on this as well. Officially, from this point forward on the show, there is no girlfriend Renee. Girlfriend Renee is gone. And fiancé Renee sounds a lot more French anyway. And so I feel like that's kind of win-win, but I'm going to have to put a dollar in a jar or whatever every time I get that one wrong from here on out, because it will happen many times. Had somebody even ask, well, what happens after you guys get married? We're never getting married. Are you kidding me? You see how long I milked the dating stage? This is going to be like a 4-year-long engagement. Unless Renee or her family is listening, in which case that was all a joke. Or was it? Or was this a joke? Who's to say? Speaking of big letdowns for half of the people involved, I felt like Ja'Marr Chase throughout that experience. But I think it's because Renee's defensive coordinator let her down.
Or you, Joe Burrow, really not doing that much,
oh,
but just reaping all the rewards.
Just putting it up to Ja'Marr Chase. And now that's a good question. I like that. I like that, but I also do like the idea that that nobody ever should have let Renee get into a one-on-one matchup with me.
That's also true.
Because all of a sudden,
definitely should have been a little bit of help over the top.
She needed some help over the top.
In the beginning, it's understandable, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was no shame leaving Ja'Marr Chase one-on-one early. It's what you do. And,
right.
And honestly, second and third quarter, it's fine. But at some point, you have to realize the problem at hand.
Yeah.
And adjust.
Somewhere,
just at some point in the last, you know, I don't know, let's say, since the pandemic started.
Definitely.
There should have been help over the top.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep. That's exactly right. In fact, Randy Giuseppe tweeted something along the lines at the time of, I'm not sure I understand this. She saved your life and now has to spend the rest of it with you. Like, that doesn't seem fair.
It's her fault.
Yeah, that's...
She could have prevented all this.
That's exactly... That's
by just leaving you in a bathroom.
This is how I knew that at this point, like, there was no more long con here. Because if Renee wanted out, all she needed to do was knock on a locked bathroom door and go, "Hey, you in there? I don't hear anything. I'm going to go back to bed." Because that right there might have solved it. That could have... Cleaning of the hands. She could have taken most of my stuff anyway at that point. No one would have ever known. She had a get out of relationship free card. She didn't take it.
She didn't.
Needs to start getting better advice.
Just needs a little bit of help over the top.
She just needs some help over the top, man.
Congratulations again, by the way, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will stop just short of comparing any of her friends to Daniel Sorensen. Because that, weirdly, that is the bridge too far for the bit. That point, I'm never, never winning them back. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that was my first 5 minutes of 2022. Because we haven't had that many shows. Like, Rudy, I was going to ask you, like, so did you have a nice Christmas? Are we going to get some Christmas gifts on the Shot Clock reviews? I don't really know. We've been busy, and we'll talk about Chiefs Bengals like so much tonight. Just give us time.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good solid holiday. I would say nothing super crazy. I mostly get cash.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so I believe I only received one actual physical present.
Is this
yes.
the one that you're wearing
yes.
currently?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
will
yeah,
be
yeah.
a Shot Clock
yes,
review.
It
Very
is
good.
What I'm wearing. I'm pretty sure. Oh,
it's a.
I'm pretty sure I haven't even told you this, but I find it funny.
By the way, really quick, just for clarification, the Christmas gift that Rudy got that he is wearing right now is just a lacy pair of underwear.
Very comfortable.
Yeah,
I'm big in the silk.
Yeah, big silk guy.
Big silk guy. So went over to my mom's house on the Sunday before the Chiefs played the Steelers. We did mm-hmm. Christmas with my mom that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's very big on always had the stocking, right?
Sure.
And stocking for 99% of my life has been filled with the same things. Beef jerky, scratch tickets, a DVD, a CD. And I think that's generally the four big ones.
Those are the staples. I love that.
The DVD, obviously, and CD have not been a thing. At some point, DVD transitioned into Blu-ray.
Right.
And CD died a while back.
Was that an iTunes gift card at some point or something? Or did it
probably, yeah. It's just, you know, CD at some point just eventually died.
Yeah, because there's not...
And even Blu-ray eventually also kind of died.
Yeah.
But... Mom, again, and then, you know, a variety of candies, right? Little Snickers, whatever.
Yeah. What's your favorite, real quick, what's your favorite Christmas time candy? Not the same thing as your favorite candy, at least for me it's not.
I mean, it's probably I know I'm going to get, like, mini Snickers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I'm like, you know, mini Snickers is not my, Snickers is not my favorite candy. But I know I'm always going to have, like, mini Snickers around. And I would say that's probably the go-to of whatever is around.
I love
a mini Snicker.
I love a York patty, a peppermint patty.
I've not had a lot of those in my life. I've had them, but not a lot of them.
I've got some that Renee's mom got me in my little lunch bag over here right now. So you just let me know.
I don't know if my family in general is a huge mint family, like mint chocolate family.
Love mint chocolate. Okay, I just was curious.
No,
but mini Snickers is the go-to Christmas Day sort of candy.
So this year, though, you know, I at first I thought my mom forgot about me because I was like, everybody's got a stocking, but like, where's mine?
Oh, man.
It was literally just like on the side. It was like on the ground, leaned up against the chair I was sitting in. I just couldn't see it from my angle. It was there the whole time.
Caused
I wasn't
going to
say anything,
though, right?
But I was like, man, it's like, I guess, does this mean I'm old now? Is this the official?
Old,
like,
or out of the
I'm
family?
I'm dying?
Yeah. Either way, bad.
Well, this year, the stocking.
Oh, no.
did not have the staples that it normally has. I think it did actually have one little like, small bag of beef jerky, but like not like a big bag of beef jerky like it usually did.
Oh, man.
And instead, there were a lot of pills. Medicine. A lot of anti-anxiety meds. I was like, Mom, do you know something about me that I don't know? And then also B12? Or... I think it was B12, or is it D12?
B12 is a thing. B12. I don't think that there's a D number. I think it's just vitamin D. I think. I don't know.
Who knows? Point being, a vitamin, then also...
I think
like
B12
think of,
was what Roger of, Clemens said probably, he was taking.
Probably. And then also a thing of, like, you know, of vitamins. Make sure I'm getting my whatever it is that I've already forgotten about.
Here's a headline from January 3rd, 2008. Roger Clemens tells 60 Minutes he received lidocaine, comma, B12.
I got lidocaine, too. A few HGH pills in there.
So
but these were big. Like, there's like each of these bottles are like 500 pills in them, and there's like 1,000 of them total.
So...
I just looked at her like, Mom? And to be fair, everybody got their own little... medical concoction.
Okay, so it wasn't like, here's candy for everybody and pills for Rudy.
Not just me, but patches. They're not, but
nicotine patches.
Not nicotine patches.
Okay.
Apparently, we've talked about this, like a company like, Blueland or whatever, you know, they're the, I think they've advertised on the Besties, but they're the, the cleaning supplies, you know, like, if you look at it, basically, it just we've talked about big subscription based.
Yeah.
So there's this company called The Good Patch, and my mom got me a thing of melatonin patches, and so they have patches for a variety of different things, right? Like if you're trying to sleep or if you just want to relax. And the brand, I looked at it, I was like, I like this brandy. Like it's just
it's
packages
strong.
Are very good,
really good.
But yeah, I got that as well. So I've not used these melatonin patches yet, but I have 4 melatonin patches.
So your mom was like, all right, what do I want to, how does Santa want to gift
and,
this year?
And mind you, she also did give me the main, the one physical present. So this wasn't
She got Rudy a good, there's a good gift coming here. And we'll get to that in Shot Clock Reviews. Do you want to say what it was? No, so you don't, it doesn't matter. It's an apple.
It's an apple. A candied apple.
And Rudy's wearing it on top of his head, like what's his name from the legend? Who had an apple? Shot an apple off your head. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
Samuel or something. Shot an apple off his head. Who did it?
Jesus.
William Tell. I almost said Samuel Tell. I think I was not going to get William. Like William Tell.
Are we sure that wasn't one of Jesus's like tricks? Turn apple or water into wine, shoot an apple off a person's head, turn it into food for a year.
Yeah, that was Jesus's kind of dude perfect stage of miracles, or it was just like trick shot.
Well, I mean, that's how you get people into you at first.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you
got to go viral.
You start off with your party tricks, the water into wine, the no look shoot an apple off somebody's head. That's how you get followers. Jesus would have killed it in today's social media. He would have went viral so fast.
Jesus' TikTok would have been so good. I think. I'm not sure. I feel like I got really close to come up with a pretty good bit somewhere there, but I couldn't quite land it, which is the inverse of the jokes that I had earlier about how you were wearing a new Christmas present, and I had to go through, I don't know, 47 different iterations of that joke before I said I came up with one that I was comfortable saying on the radio. Anyway, I was going to read the brief summary of the legend of William Tell, but the Wikipedia page is so long, and even the summary is not a very good summary. So you know what I meant. What was I going to say before we ended up, before the apple that you're wearing on your head, like William Tell's son? Oh, the pills. Let's come back to the pills real quick, and we're going to talk about Chiefs Bengals a bunch.
The pills are called GABA, by the way, G-A-B-A.
Like the brand of them or something?
Yeah, they're, okay. They're like not a brain sponsor. Neurotransmitter. Like,
oh, so they're not just like B12. They're not just like supplements. These are some like use 100% of your brain sort of thing.
They are meant for anxiety, is what my mom told me.
Okay. Do we know if these work?
No.
Okay.
My mom is a nurse practitioner, so
that's true.
I would assume like she's got a pretty good idea.
These aren't just like the gummy bears that are supposed to like keep your hair growing or whatever. And everyone's like, these are nothing. These are just gummy bears.
I guess they could be. I assume they're not. I assume my mom's done her research. I imagine she has dealt with these before, would be my guess. But it could be wrong. It could be full of sugar.
Which at that point, it's just a different type of candy. Just new candy for this year. You just open up the little capsules and it's like a pixie stick.
She said, be careful, they'll make you sleepy. I'm like, I'm already sleepy, so they'll have no side effects.
So this makes sense here. You've been taking it since you were 14 years old,
yes.
It appears. Yeah, I mean, it says that it's a supplement to try to improve mood, relieve anxiety, improve sleep. Now that we're at this point in the story, if you were like, hey, what's something that you could give to Rudy as a gift that he would really love? I'd be like, man, I don't know. If there was just some way that we could improve his mood, relieve his anxiety, and improve his sleep, I think that'd really help.
The problem is I'm trying to get back like on my routine, and part of this is just holidays and vacations and everything. It's just like way off, right? Like, so I'm trying to get back into a routine because the last thing I want to do is, I was like, yeah, I told my mom, I was like, yeah, I'll give him a try. Last thing I want to do is be taking him like, yeah, I remember to take them today, but I forgot to the next day, and then it's all erratic, because then nothing's going to work that way. So the goal is starting tomorrow is to get myself back on, like, a normal routine,
mm-hmm.
where I'm remembering to do things, like, take a pill at a certain time.
I'll tell you, man, that's harder than harder than it looks.
Yes. I'm pretty good once I have a routine, but my routine is just all out of whack, because I worked, like, 3 days over the course of a month, pretty much, it seemed like, because I had all these vacation days.
I was reading some Twitch chat before I was going to throw to our break here. And it's a bunch of our regular friends in the Twitch chat, which you can join, by the way. You can watch the show live on the Sports Radio 810 Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube channels. The Twitch chat is usually the most involved, I would say, which is great because I love looking over and then just seeing that a bunch of people have been talking to each other around the show. It makes me very happy every time. But it's, you know, our regular beloved Twitch chatters, and then there's a just one comment on the YouTube channel, and it's just the name is just a bunch of Russian letters. And I just want to say shout out to all of our Russian viewers and listeners. It's almost entirely sports. You guys are diehards. I appreciate that. Great White North and all that. Even farther in the north than Seth Kaiser. Probably, right? I don't really know how the globe would work. We're pretty far up on the globe. Scope of things.
It's close.
I'm going to look up a globe during the break. We'll confirm that before we come back and talk to Kent Swanson. Claude says, I can inhale York patties. I mean, not literally I would die, but I can eat a lot of them in a row. I think... Now, look. You know how every dad ever used to say something about how back in the day, back before the knee injury or whatever, they could totally dunk on a 10-foot rim or whatever. Here's my version of that. Back in my pre-diabetes days, I would think that I could eat a truly upsetting amount of either York patties or mini M&Ms. You know the mini M&Ms that come in that long tube?
Yeah.
You pop the top off. It makes a very satisfying little, hold up, little.
You can also shake them up.
You can give them
a little
shake.
Little rattle sound.
You get a little maraca, a great little pop sound. And you want to just pour back a few at a time. You can do that if you're a baby. I think if you lined up definitely five of those, I could just house five of those back to back.
Those things were a chocolate shot for me.
Yeah, and just a huge one, by the way.
Just one go.
That's the most satisfying way to do it, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Life's too short to eat one mini M&M at a time.
You're trying to put as many mini M&Ms as you can in your mouth without accidentally choking and dying.
These are the things that I've lost. The ability to eat mini M&Ms without wondering how many carbohydrates are in them. I wish I could push my glasses up on my nose, but I don't have glasses. I also was making fun of eating mini M&Ms that way, and then I just realized that was something pretty early, within the last couple of months. Like, I know I have a little tiny bowl, and I know that if I just scoop that bowl into a bag of mini M&Ms, I know that little bowl is about 15 carbohydrates worth of miniature M&Ms. I don't like how quickly this show is aging.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I thought we were going to stay youthful longer.
Nah. I didn't even start the show youthful.
Your most youthful characteristic, I think, Rudy, is your love of Pokemon and assorted video games. But because of just life and work and everything, I feel like you've been playing less of those.
So I was thinking about this because, like, for Shot Clock reviews, And some of this might just be I'm forgetting things, but I remember thinking to myself, oh, I have so many things to add. And then I'm starting to realize, wait, maybe I don't. Maybe I just watched an absurd amount of Spider-Man movies, and that's really all I have to add. And then I started thinking, because, like, I bought Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. It's still in the plastic, because I haven't played my PlayStation 5 in months.
You got a PS5, yes. And it's collecting dust.
I mean, it gets used. My roommate uses it quite a bit for, like, Netflix and stuff.
That is deeply depressing.
But that it has basically become a Netflix player. / ESPN Plus player.
So that's where you're at a point where you are using a PS5 to watch Netflix, and I'm at a point where I am counting how many mini M&Ms I can have before I have to stab myself with a needle full of magic water, which is what I call insulin. We'll get younger with Kent Swanson of KC Sports Network. He's a father and still has more youthful energy than the rest of this show combined. We'll talk to Kent next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
If you haven't gotten the context clues, it's Kent Swanson now of the KC Sports Network back in the building.
Yeah, it's the opportunity we've been waiting for to talk to you again, finally. There's been some, you know, some restrictions there.
Right.
And now I get to hang out with you again. It has been 3 years since I've been on this show.
Death is a big restriction.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
He lives, and his work lives all over KC Sports Network. It's Kent Swanson of KCSN. You can check out the Substack at kcsn.substack.com. Follow him on Twitter, but not too many of you. I think we got close again. At Kent_Swanson. Kent, have you checked the numbers lately? I'm afraid to look, actually. It's been a slow stretch for me. I haven't been in the hospital recently.
You played your last card, buddy. You're delaying the inevitable. Like, I'm like 600 off.
Yeah, but I just double-checked. That's like exactly right. And actually, you know what? I also put out the get engaged just for Twitter engagement card, and that I don't think that really added to my lead right now.
Like, we should set a line just for our own personal. We're not going to tell anybody. We're not going to do anything, you know, obscene to try to draw attention to our profiles except for just be ourselves. We should set a line on if, like we'll call it, like, we'll set one, March 31st or something. We'll see if I can pass you by, like, March 31st or something. I'm curious. It's been a good couple months here at KCSN, and I'm guessing that's what's happening with the Twitter.
The idea that I wouldn't constantly be doing something obscene to try to grow my Twitter following is so alien to me. Like, that. Doing something obscene for attention, I mean, I've literally been doing for 20 years now. Minimum. Maybe since birth.
I think that's what we saw a few months ago. Like, yeah. It was all planned. And
that's right.
But I know we're in the bit and you're trying to get in, you know, the engagement joke, but man, congratulations. I am, like, so glad that this day is finally here because, like, I have virtually wink, wink, nod, nudged you forever, and you finally did it. I mean, Fiance Renee sounds better.
So much better.
It always has.
Yeah.
It literally rolls off the tongue. So, like, I don't know why you delayed the inevitable here either.
Oh, my pancreas! Ah, hey! Rudy, I gotta go. Can you take this from here, Rudy? Hey, you know what? It feels rude, Kent? I feel like that finally getting engaged should not bring up more questions that I've had to dodge for any number of years now of why aren't you engaged yet?
Just wait till you talk to Seth next.
Well, we did Time Is Ours.
True.
He never mentioned it.
You didn't know.
He didn't even mention it. I know, I was shocked, and I didn't even want to mention that he didn't mention it because I thought it would be funnier to hang it over his head whenever he eventually does mention it, you know, 6 months from now or whatever. He just didn't bring it up.
Well, that's like a long-standing, like, public-facing bit. Like,
I know.
He's goaded you about starting a family and all that stuff, like,
on this
radio program.
Oh, dude, it did just hit me that, like, questions about having kids are going to be so, and that one, the nice thing is that at least on that one, I can just be like, why don't you talk to Renee, huh? Why don't you pick that one up with her? Cause that one, I'll let her take that fight with Seth. That's, or you for that matter. You don't feel like a bullying other people into having kids type of person yet.
No, I mean, I pick my battles. I pick my spots here and there, but I mean, I'm just going to say kids are dope. And you're gonna, someday you'll be like, okay, I get it. Like, let's just say that, okay?
Sure. Yeah, it's just that I don't know if I have time right now between Scout the Dog and Troy Aikman. Like, I already kind of have a lot of dependents to take care of.
Yeah, you got some kids of yourself. You really do.
I got listen, this radio show is my baby, right? Like, oh man. I just don't talk to it for like days on end. Don't really stay in touch very well.
Only see it for a few hours at night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably not a good path of parenting. Well, thank you, Kent. I appreciate your both your nudging and your you appreciating it here now, unlike my fake friend Seth, who only wanted to talk about it whenever he could use it as a weapon against me.
Yeah, see, you unarmed him.
Yeah.
So, like, that's always a good thing too, because I mean, he's got enough lawyer speak in there. He's got enough in his repertoire already.
Yeah, he's just like a hydra, though. Is the concern? I'm going to chop off one arm and two more are going to grow back, and he'll send his kids after me. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But look, as we were talking about earlier in the show, like at that point, really, I think it could be argued that Renee needed some better coaching. She got left in a one-on-one matchup right there, and I just saw a matchup that I was comfortable taking there, and she needed some help over the top, and she didn't get any. And so she said yes, and now I'm glad to be where I am, but I'm starting to wonder right now if she was getting proper coaching on, I don't know, the theoretical sort of 3rd and 27 of me just taking a shot for it there. Your thoughts?
I think she was just hoping for an incompletion. Oh man, yeah, that your marriage is off to a great start. We'll be off to a great start. You're comparing it to Steve Spagnuolo's very gutsy, bold decision making on third down in a must-win game.
Oh, did that happen?
Oh, did
wow.
You not? Were you struggling with your bout with diabetes during the Chiefs game on Sunday and just kind of black out again?
Yeah, after the I don't know, third back-breaking Jamar Chase play, I just started snorting pixie sticks in hopes that I would black out again.
Josh, I need you to do something for me. If you are going to talk about Jamar Chase, can you please refer to him as former Kansas football commit Jamar Chase?
Absolutely.
Just please. Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
That was a David Beatty recruit, right? That was David Beatty
era?
It was like the
greatest 4 days in Kansas football history.
It was the very start of the Les Miles era. He got like 12 kids from Louisiana to commit in like 24
it
hours.
Was Beatty.
Was it
Beatty?
Was
it? Was it? Beatty. Yes.
I thought he was part
David
of the.
Beatty. No, It was David Beatty. He had the Louisiana Animal connection with the running back coach, Tony
Hole. Yes. Tony Hole was the guy who got all those Louisiana kids, and they, most of them did not go to KU. But
can I just tell you guys really quick the hit rate on former Kansas commit? Like the quarterback in Houston, Jamar Chase. There's a linebacker that just transferred to Michigan State, Aaron Brewer. Like there are, I'm telling you, there. Reggie Roberson, who's going to be he's going to be drafted this year. It's remarkable how many kids almost go to Kansas. They should hang a banner, really.
What do you think? Because I'm reading a story right now about the Jamar Chase initial KU commitment. What do you like? What could they have said to him?
They it was just the right time, man. Like they got five kids all at the same time that were just all like, I don't know, why not? And then they did it. Most of them did it for like 4 days and regretted their decision immediately. But like, I mean, there's pictures of Najee Harris in a KU jersey,
yes,
or a KU shirt, because
yes,
he visited.
Yes.
I'm telling you, KU is a lot of things. And they aren't a lot of things. They're not winners, but they've been on the right kids. They've been on the right kids. They just haven't pushed it across the goal line, and they haven't put it across the goal line very much historically in real life either.
You mentioning that it lasted like 4 days does have me concerned about a verbal decommitment from Renee. But I feel like at this point, I feel like if I stress that too much, I think it's only going to make it worse.
Josh, you've been recruiting her for like 8 years. I watched the videos of you and Renee that you posted a couple months ago doing something at our fine alma mater.
This morning, yes, yeah, our finest work.
You should have just got out of the way and let her kind of just run that thing because you were really hindering her. I'm just surprised that after all that you guys are just, you're still together.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I think it's been proven time and time again. If you can make it through your time at MNU and come out still together on the other side, I think that's, I mean, that's a pretty, through the fire and flames, as they say.
I mean, most people get married before they leave MNU.
That's
I think the motto should be, if you leave MNU unmarried, it's probably not going to work.
No, it's if you leave MNU without getting married, your money back guaranteed is what I believe was on my tuition dollars.
Yeah, I just missed that promotion by a few years. I was really disappointed.
Yeah, it really helped attendance and didn't necessarily help any human beings, I don't think. But look, man, it's just a love factory. I mean, that's what they call it. That's the new campus center they built. They're just calling it the Love Factory because that's what MNU is.
Ring by spring, baby.
Ring by spring. That has been a continuing tradition. Do you want to talk about the Chiefs? I can't come up with another good like ring pun. Something about if Patrick Mahomes wins like a second ring by spring. I don't have it.
You were workshopping it in your head. You ran out of time. You ran out of run with it, and that's okay.
I had one attempt on the 3rd and 27 thing, and we still ended up back here again because neither one of us have very much self-control or general topic discipline. So, Kit, what did you think about the Chiefs losing that game to the Bengals? That sure stunk, huh?
That was infuriating. It was sad. Like, there were so many emotions there because, like, that was I mean, this team fought so hard to get back to the point that they were. They have no tiebreakers on any team, essentially, in the AFC playoffs. They were on the verge of a two-game lead on everybody except for the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, they just went out. That doesn't matter anyway. And a horrific, you know, scenario happens for them. The last chance, I think, that the Titans actually have a losing goes nowhere, and the Chiefs just completely, you know, poop the bed in so many factors. And I don't get me started on the rest again. I did pass out for like 2 days after that. Mm-hmm. Like I was so mad. What a hot mess, Josh. Like, yeah. I'm not over it. I'm not going to be over it, especially, you know, if it ends up costing them. You know.
Do you? I 100%. And one of my things is that I don't think that my perception of the Kansas City Chiefs really changed on Sunday, outside of the enormous fact of their current spot, meaning they have to play an extra football game in the playoffs now instead of getting to skip a week and get healthy and not have to play against another team. I don't. Did your opinion of them change, or is your fury and rage coming from that loss of the one seed, or is it both?
It's the last of the one seed. Like, I don't think there is a ton you can, like, I don't think you should be making sweeping declarations about this football team. Mm-hmm. I think we saw them flex, you know, their muscles a little bit offensively and show the capabilities of this group, you know, in the first half. You know, I don't think the Bengals offense was very good. I know that's a weird statement to mm-hmm. make. But the only thing that they really had going for them offensively was throwing outside the numbers to Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it. That was what was working. They were getting themselves in third downs and fourth downs. They were having to get themselves into more third downs and fourth downs because the refs were continuing to extend drives and, you know, give. I mean, like, I think I saw, like, that WPA or whatever, the expected points out of whatever it's called, for the penalties that the Chiefs incurred was just dramatic.
Yes.
And it's because this team was getting off the field. They were, you know, they were doing their job with when it came to everything outside of throwing outside the numbers. And, you know, I don't think it's a sweeping indictment on the defense either. I think it's these corners are very good at specific things and they're not at some things, and they got exposed by a otherworldly former Kansas football commit.
Exactly. If I made you pick a category of thing, and you can literally pick one, and I'm going to make sure we have time to talk about the five different things that it could be. But if you're going to pick one thing that does stick with you as like, man, that's the biggest reason they lost, or the most frustrating thing, the biggest culprit, where would you start?
The refs. And I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, that was one of the most embarrassing performances I've seen from an officiating. I am not normally the refs affected the outcome of this football game, but the refs unequivocally affected the outcome of that football game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the decisions, the time. Even if you just the false start in the red zone, mm-hmm. you know, at the goal line. If you just that play alone, I think really changes the outlook of this game. Mm-hmm. So, But it wasn't, and it's not that, like, there's, like, you know, one call here or there, you don't get too upset, right? You don't get too worked up or fired up. It's just the volume of iffy calls going the Bengals' way, the volume of bad calls in favor of the Bengals, disproportionate to what we saw with the Chiefs. I genuinely think that the Chiefs did enough to win that football game, despite Ja'Marr Chase going berserk.
Mm-hmm.
And the offense kind of sputtering in the second half. I think you can see the game management in the second half from Andy a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Offensively, I don't know if his guess was entirely wrong, but this is why playing in close games late and maybe kind of taking your foot off the gas a little bit is a detriment to your football team too.
Yeah. So along those lines, then, because if you point at the refs first, that's fine. But there's also nothing that you can do about it if you're the Chiefs, right? Like, other than ask the NFL to not have that crew again. So if you were going to, which I'm sure they'd listen to. So if you were going to pick among things that you think there's something actionable from last week to the playoffs, is there a lesson to be learned somewhere in there?
Yeah, you might want to change things up a little bit if the team's completing those low percentage stuffs. Like, you can't rely on your outside cornerbacks to go make plays. And so there are some teams that can win outside the numbers. There's some big bodies receivers that can make some plays and be physical through contact and can really challenge the Chiefs outside the numbers. And if you get into a situation where, you know, an A.J. Brown's going to go win at the catch point or Julio Jones is going to go win at the catch point, you got to make some adjustments quicker.
Mm.
And I guess that's ultimately the big one for me personally. I don't think the entire game plan should have been, you know, thrown out the window for the Chiefs. I just think that one small adjustment there defensively, like that changes the outcome a little bit.
I mean, you have a good feel of what Spags could do or has done in situations maybe sort of like that, or what you would like to see. Do you have – you could be as specific or as vague with it as you feel like is helpful, but I'm just genuinely interested. Like, what should it have looked like, and roughly when should they be – okay, all right, we're in over our heads here on this guy, or if it's A.J. Brown, like you said, whoever it ends up being, what should this team in particular do differently?
Well, I mean, like you got a bracket, and like I think the Chiefs have done a fantastic job historically of really protecting, you know, their outside corners, and they really do try to force low percentage throws. But with some of those guys, you've got to be more mindful about sticking guys over the top of them and not putting them in those one on ones. I mean, you're joking about it with your, you know, earlier, but like that's the truth. Is like you just can't allow them without help to sit over the top. You have to sit over the top of a Charvarius Ward against a guy like A.J. Brown or Ja'Marr Chase if you see him again. Like, these are guys that are just problems, and like it's really not that complicated. He wanted to really add to the pass rush in some situations with some pressure, and if pressure was getting home, and they've really got to do a better job of being more committed to sitting guys over the top of stud receivers, and even though they're low percentage throws, just got to be more mindful of them moving forward.
Last thing real quick, would you rather see the Chiefs actually play everybody on Saturday or go ahead and get their bye week there and just assume that the Texans aren't going to make it happen?
I think you gotta win out, and so go win the game. If you get the dream is win, you know, get out early, you know, get out ahead early, and Chad Henne, you know, coasts all the way home. But I think they need the 2 seed. I think the 1 seed, even if the Titans, you know, win, I think they're the worst 1 seed in the history of football. And anything could happen. The Chiefs could still host an AFC Championship game in Arrowhead very easily because I don't believe in the Titans. But go play, go win. Hopefully you win big and you can give some guys some rest.
You want a Davis Mills jersey if they win, though?
Yeah, we got to come up with a more fun phrase than Fitz Magic if that happens. We got to workshop that for the next couple of days.
Okay.
Maybe that'll be one of the things that kind of springboards one of our social media followings.
Yep, I'm going to have it ready to go. I'm going to tell you that it's Millser time. That's my starting point. You have a few days to do better than that. See you, Kent.
Oh, all right, buddy. Catch you later.
Kent Swanson, the KC Sports Network. Don't follow him on Twitter @Kent_Swanson. I would hate it if you did that. Please don't.